The Biggs and Barr Show. On Shea 106.
Hey, good morning. It's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's James.
Morning.
Jamie. Welcome to the show. Emmys were announced. Emmy nominations. We don't talk about awards a lot, but there's a lot of shows.
That's for TV shows?
Yeah. Emmys are TV.
Okay.
And the first thing I noticed, because the first section, the first category, is for Outstanding Drama Series.
Okay.
I've watched all except for one.
But okay.
Not a single one in this category, not a single show, is from network television.
That I understand, because network television is terrible.
Do the people in the networks not understand? Do they not?
Yeah, but they don't have the...
What do you mean?
Like, they don't have... I think there's, even though,
the
like, a network
to produce
season...
Decent
no,
shows?
I mean, like, the time and the commitment. Like, they really have...
They have the most
like,
money.
The streaming services have the time to get these amazing act, like... Because people are moving from movies to TV because they can act for 10 hours instead of
For
110 minutes, you know?
But I'm just saying, they could still get writing that's
oh,
can
sure.
stand up to this. But anyways, the drama category, Better Call Saul, Euphoria, Ozark, Severance, Squid Game, Stranger Things, Succession, Yellow Jackets. I've seen all of those except for Euphoria.
I've only watched Ozark in its entirety. I tried 3 episodes of Better Call Saul and it was so boring I had to turn it off. And Stranger Things, I watched the first season of, but then I started the second season. It was too dumb. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
Although I think I saw Squid Game, I thought was overrated. But aside from that,
I did not like Squid Game either.
But is it the best drama series in this category? Is it better than Ozark? Is it better than Stranger Things? Is it better than Succession?
No, Succession's fantastic.
Yeah, so. Comedy, I haven't seen many of them. If you, Ted Lasso would be the only one.
Are they all streaming as well?
Abbott Elementary is
in
there.
No, it's not. It is not.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. It's ABC. Rest are in FX. What We Do in the Shadows is on FX.
Okay.
But the rest of them are all streaming services. Marvelous Miss Maisel, stuff like that. And then Outstanding Limited Series, I haven't seen a single one.
What are they?
Dope Sick.
No, nope. Uh-huh.
Which is on Hulu. The Dropout, also on Hulu. A lot of it's on Hulu, which we don't get here.
Yeah, we don't get it.
Inventing Anna on Netflix. I've not seen Pam and Tommy, which is Pamela Anderson and Tommy. It's on Hulu also. And The White Lotus, which is on HBO. White Lotus is up here a lot.
Yeah. People talk about it. It's great. That Inventing Anna one is about the... What's her name? It's Ruth from Ozark.
Yeah.
It's a crazy true story about
that's
that.
That's why I didn't watch it, though, because I just finished watching Ozark, and I didn't want to see her in another thing.
No, she's so good in Ozark.
Yeah.
She's great in The Americans, too. Very limited role. But.
She got cast for Madonna, right? To be Madonna in a biopic about Madonna?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, talk shows. Do you care who's up for that?
Talk shows?
They still have talk shows?
Yeah, Outstanding Variety Talk Series. So you got Trevor Noah Daily
Show.
Oh,
okay. I see.
Jimmy, John Oliver's.
Oh, I was thinking like Oprah and Donahue. Are there still daytime talk? Is Montel still on?
No, I don't think there's daytime talk shows. The morning ones have all kind of like The View and all those have sort of taken over that. No, they've taken over that space.
Oh, okay.
Jamie, your category is competition program. So okay. Amazing Race, you don't watch.
No.
Do you?
No.
Lizzo's Watch Out.
Nope.
Nailed It.
Nope.
I've seen that. It's really dumb.
Is it gymnastics?
No.
What is it?
It's a baking show. So they give you like this thing that you have to recreate and no one can do it. And they're horrible. I watched someone over the holiday or Christmas. I don't think it's a great show, but you know, if you watch one or two episodes, you might laugh at it.
Okay.
RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice. No
Survivor's
challenge.
Not on there.
Survivor and the Challenge aren't on there. And then documentaries and the hundred categories.
Yeah, watch what you like.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, award shows should never guide what you watch, but I think it's nuts. There's not a single network show in the drama category.
The Emmys, because of, I think, the last 2 years, obviously, have pushed past the Oscars in hype. Like, you know what I mean? Because more people watch shows, I think, now maybe than go to watch movies.
Well, they did for a few years.
You know, of course.
And like you said, you can take if it's a good story and it's a chewy story, you can get 6-8 hours out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to, so you can have 6-8 episodes, not just a 2.5-3 hour movie. But
Like, I just watched, we just finished watching The Terminal List, like me and you, Chris, not together. Coming over, hey, let's meet up to watch an episode. Not like that.
It looks
anything.
Good.
You'd like that
it
one.
It is. Yeah. Like and it, if they they've tried 100 times to squeeze that kind of story into a movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But it would not be enough. Too fast. It's
well,
not
yeah,
time.
Yeah. But then there's some that should be made a movie. Yep. And there's six episodes. You're like, oh my God, this entire episode is useless. But hey, watch what you want.
Yeah.
But networks.
The Great Unplugging, they're calling it.
Yeah. Right? Fix it, man. Fix it or bye-bye. It's Shea 106.
News on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Brought to you by Mr. Lubel, Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, getting ready to make an announcement today expanding the eligibility of fourth doses of COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Kieran Moore is going to do that at 11 a.m. Currently, the booster only available to people age 60 or older, immunocompromised individuals, and Indigenous populations. The expectation is that everybody over 18 will be eligible. Bank of Canada will make its key interest rate announcement this morning. They're expecting the central bank to raise interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. That would bring its key rate to 2.25%, the largest single hike since 1998. Following that massive outage this past Friday, Rogers, our parent company, offering what it calls a good first step to regain its customers' trust. You're going to get a 5-day credit for your inconvenience. For all of you waiting with bated breath for the results of the census, Stats Canada will release results today for the 2021 National Census, looking at family structure, including marital status, the presence of children, stepfamilies, and multi-generational households.
Riveting.
You having your census release party like you usually do, Chris?
No, like, I understand why these things are important. I just...
Oh, sure.
I don't... It doesn't affect my day.
No.
So, but I mean, they got to be done. So.
So you're not having your party then?
No. We're suspending it for another year.
Okay. All right. Then.
Forever.
And Blues Fest continues tonight. Canadian band Sum 41 and Alexis on Fire will take the main stage. And I'll look at sports. Here's Jamie.
Well, Sens making more goalie moves yesterday, a day after shipping out Matt Murray to the Leafs. They brought in Cam Talbot from the Wild in exchange for Philip Gustafson. So
goalie for goalie.
Goalie for goalie. Talbot had a record 32-12-4 with the Wild last season.
Good
record. But then he was in the postseason, in the playoffs, they opted to go with Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah.
So, but no, so I imagine he was a little...
A little cheese there.
For sure. Free agency opens up at noon today. Lots of notable names, including Johnny Hockey. That's Johnny Gaudreau. He's going to market out of Calgary. Heartbreaking for Flames fans. 115 points last year, and he's walking for nothing. Yeah. Like, they're getting nothing for him.
I must not like living in Calgary.
I guess not. He said it's a family decision, and the team, they said we did everything we could to keep him a Flame. And lots of people hopeful around these parts that Claude Giroux will come home to play out his career.
Yeah. His family lives here, right?
Well, he was born in Hearst, then he moved here at 14, played for the Cumberland Grads, the Gatineau Olympique. So we'll see what happens there. And Evgeny Malkin, much speculation he was going to go to the market, but late last night he signed a 4-year deal with Pittsburgh. The Jays, they edged the Philadelphia Phillies 4-3 last night. Jose Berrios had 13 Ks. Hey, the Jays improved to 2-8 in their last 10. And don't know if I've mentioned this before, guys, but we're on a Tiger watch.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Open Championship.
First day
tease off tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. It's Wednesday.
Jeez. He went off on that live tour thing yesterday. It was great, actually, to see.
Oh, Tiger Woods did?
Yeah. Just basically saying that you obviously don't like competition. Like, you're playing, like, it was pretty good, actually, putting down the young guy. He said, sure, if you're old and banged up, go do whatever, but he's like, what's the point? Do you not care about grinding out anyway? And I guess they only care about money,
probably,
which
most people
do. For some of those paychecks, maybe I would too, but who knows. It was good to see the greatest of all finally come out and just really speak his mind at a being, what's the word I'm looking for, diplomatic, of course, because he has friends that have done it, right? But it was good.
Was it good?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
It was good.
All right.
A weird lisp, though.
I think he's done. You done?
You're talking to me or Tiger Woods?
No, you.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done.
He's done.
Sunny today, high 25. Tonight might get some showers, and tomorrow mix of sun and cloud, maybe showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 23, feeling like 26. Then Friday, sunny and 28. Right now it's 15. That's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Happy French Friday.
Oh, it's a great day.
That's what today is. Now, we did our draft last week, our fast food draft, and French fries were very thoroughly discussed. But some facts about French Friday.
Oh, okay.
They are the world favorite deep fried food. So they're the number one.
That makes sense.
Deep fried food in the world. And they are the most popular American food across the planet as well.
Oh, I see.
Because they were sort of, they're credited as being like an American, even though they're called French fries, yeah. they are an American dish.
And they tried to call them freedom fries for a while.
McDonald's has won the most recent mass survey on who has the best.
Well, they're good.
Yeah, that's fair.
The other top five, Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, Wendy's, and Arby's. We don't have Chick-fil-A here, but we do have the other three.
Yeah.
Arby's, obviously, the curly fries.
Five Guys is good because they give you extra fries.
Yeah.
Well, they give you so much. They just dump it in.
Mm.
And they're not shy with the salt. I don't like playing people that don't salt their fries.
Oh, you got to have some salt on your fries.
Oh, you have to. Regular fries are the most popular of all the fries, whether it comes to, you know, crinkle cut, curly, just straight up.
Oh, regular. Eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, regular.
It's like, I'm not a huge fan, but like McDonald's, they're considered, I guess, shoestring fries. But when you buy them at the store, they're not the same.
No, they're never, not the same. Well, McDonald's fries are like reconstituted potatoes and reshaped. They're like Pringles, right?
Yeah.
Favorite things to dip fries in, ketchup, ranch, cheese sauce, barbecue, and mayo.
Sure.
That's for sure. And 14% of people say knowing that it's National French Fry Day makes them more likely to eat some French fries.
Yeah, I will probably eat some French fries today.
Just, I wouldn't have, but because it's Friday, I'll get some fries. Get out of here.
People ask people what their favorite vegetable is. You should always have to include no potatoes because everyone should say potatoes because fries are obviously everyone's favorite vegetable. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I don't... I know potato is technically a vegetable. When I think of vegetables, I don't think of potatoes. I think of
it's a potato's on its own.
It's in its own. It's in its own category.
I get what you're saying. But it's still a vegetable. I'm just saying.
I believe I said that when I led into the sentence.
But you're right. You know.
But then there's different kinds of or different categories of vegetables, right? Like a root vegetable, which would be a potato, and then like a
I just think it needs its own. Yeah. I mean, you could throw a sweet potato in there and whatever couple of things to hang with it. Yeah. But I mean, it's its own category. It's the starch category.
Yeah.
You know, it deserves its own throne.
Yeah, sure.
And today is the day. We'll all celebrate it.
There are. They really are. I was trying to think. Of great, like, because there's fry trucks everywhere. You can get fries anywhere, right? When you get a bad French fry, it's a day-ruining kind of thing.
When have you got a bad French fry?
I've gotten bad fries. Sometimes they haven't changed the oil fresh. You know what I mean?
Oil on the cusp of being needing changed makes perfect fries.
It's dark, but not gross. But
not gross. Yeah. Sometimes you can get your fries and you pick it up and it's Gonzo's nose, right? And then you don't want that in a French fry.
No.
You don't want a soggy Gonzo's nose.
I may take the adventure because it takes a little more work to get these fries because you have to go into a mall, into a food court to get the New York fries. I may do that today.
Yeah. They've changed.
You're
not getting them in a bucket anymore. You get them in a box.
What do you mean a box?
You get a box. You get a box of fries. You used to get that instead nice of the round cup. Yeah. That would sit in your cup holder perfectly and you could just eat. Nope, you're getting a box.
Yeah.
I don't think that matters to me.
I'm telling you, it's going to change experience for you. Obviously, the flavor is still the same.
Yeah.
It's not as carnival-y. You know, there's always something nice about having that big cup of fries in your cup.
So you were able to not eat all the fries from getting them in the mall food court to your car?
That's
impressive.
Well, they're never for me. They're usually for my son.
Okay.
And then when he doesn't finish, I eat.
Yeah.
That's my whole life. But he doesn't finish, I eat.
All right. No, I'm impressed because I don't think I would last from the food court to the car. They'd be gone.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Well, they're too hot for him, so I have to bag him up. And it's a whole thing. Don't worry about it. But enjoy French Friday. Celebrate whichever fries you serve.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Have you guys ever killed one of your friends because you thought they were summoning a mythical creature?
It's Bigfoot!
I have not. I might have asked my friend to stop. Spinning and saying Bloody Mary in front of a mirror or whatever, but didn't murder him. But that was the defense for a fella who killed his fellow noodler.
Yeah. So they were hillbilly hand fishing.
Hillbilly hand fishing.
And Larry Sanders got mad at Jimmy Knighton because he thought Jimmy was trying to summon Bigfoot to come and kill him.
So he killed him.
Yeah, so he murdered him.
So he murdered him.
Yeah.
They're friends. Or were they just noodling buddies?
Is he really your friend if he's trying to summon Bigfoot to kill you? I mean, come on now.
Obviously.
He knew he didn't have a chance against Bigfoot, so the only shot he had was taking out his friend.
And then running, I guess.
Yeah.
He did get away from Bigfoot, but not from the police.
No. He's been arrested. First degree murder. Would Bigfoot be the most effective mythological creature as it? Like, he's pretty loud. He's pretty slow.
Like, what do you mean most effective to kill
like,
somebody?
Like, mythological creature. Like, if you were to summon one of the popular ones.
No. Godzilla.
Well, it's huge.
Okay. All right. I'm talking like.
You said he's very popular.
But no one says they saw Godzilla. People see they saw Bigfoot. People see they saw the Chupacabra. People say they saw Nessie. I mean, stuff like that. Like, of that group.
Okay.
Well, Bigfoot probably.
Yeah, he's the only one. Still, I guess none of them are really that scary if you think about it. It's a goat sucker.
It comes and sucks your blood in the night.
It's like
right?
a dog sized thing.
Uh huh.
Big giant friendly whale. And I guess he is the most.
It would be, yeah. Though he is very shy, right? Because no one ever.
Yeah.
Like, he'd really have to be mad at the one guy for Larry to summon him to come kill him, right?
He doesn't like to come out.
No.
Very shy.
Very. Yeah.
He did live with the Hendersons for a while. So, there was true. That.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. Of course.
It looks like the one guy got a good shot in on Larry because he's got a big cut on his nose and his mug shot. Looks like it might have been broken.
He's got one ear that's just way more.
He's got a wonky ear.
Yeah.
It looks like it's fallen off his head a bit.
Well.
Is Bigfoot a Yeti?
I would think.
I think he's like the southern version of the Yeti.
Yeti? Okay.
Like, Yeti's just like a polar bear and a grizzly bear type idea. Same family, a little bit different, but same kind of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
I was at the cottage a couple weeks ago.
You saw a Yeti?
I drove through town. No, and I spent a lot of my childhood there, worked there in the summers and everything. And they've decided to put a wooden sculpture of Bigfoot up at the corner of the LCBO.
Really? Well, that's fun.
In town. I was like, what is that? Like, it's taller than you, Chris.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and someone has obviously carved a thing of
a Bigfoot
and talked to the town, whoever owns that property, the LCBO, to let them put Bigfoot right outside the store.
Are you ashamed of it or something?
No, but I was like, what is going on? Like, there's never been talk of Bigfoot in town.
Not like in Willow Creek.
Okay.
In California, that is the Bigfoot capital of the world.
Oh.
There have been more than 300 documented Sasquatch sightings.
Wow.
That's what they say. Which is pretty fantastical considering it doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. 300.
Yeah.
Documented.
Yes.
Documented, yeah.
There's documents.
Yeah.
Someone saying, I saw him written on a piece of paper. Yeah.
I saw it.
Hey.
Sorry. I seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
If your friend is going to summon if you're worried about your friend summoning something to kill you, probably don't murder them unless that thing is real. That's coming to kill you.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good,
all right.
Good tip.
Just a good tip.
Good tip.
You're okay if it's not real.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Any question you want answered, text 762-555. Any topic, do the same. We'll do our best.
Has there any been more discussion about a statue in the roundabout? It's outside our building. No, there's been no more discussion about that. Although, curiously enough, I did notice as the flowers and bushes are filling out, there is a vacant spot there. Mm. I noticed it this morning. A statue would look great.
Well, we threw it out there. Nobody seemed to want to provide us with a free statue.
And our boss is not very going to pay for it, so.
I need some ideas for my brother's diaper party. It's on a Saturday afternoon. Going to smoke a pork shoulder and have some lunch. Other than that, guys giving him diapers, drinking beers. And am I expected to do much more?
No, that's exactly what it is.
I don't think so.
That's it.
You maybe set up a game or like in the back. Like a
cornhole?
Like a game like cornhole. Uh-huh. Or what's the one where you put the cups on top of the logs and throw a frisbee at that one? It's a good one, too. Anything you can play with one hand.
Anything can be a game.
Yeah, anything you can play with one hand is a great
and that's all diaper parties are supposed to be.
Who makes the best Lebanese meat pie in Ottawa?
Well, I don't know. I haven't tried them all. According to Google, the Aladdin Bakery on St. Laurent, they make the best meat pie in the city, according to one of the quotes.
What is a Lebanese meat pie?
It's like any other culture's meat pie, just tastes different. Looks delicious.
Looks like a little somewhere between like a Jamaican patty and like a turnover type idea.
Like a calzone, but a bit smaller. Yeah, yeah. Different stuff inside.
They look great.
They do look delicious. I've never tried one just because every time I go to a Lebanese place, I always get shawarma.
Yeah. There's not a lot of shawarma restaurants in Ottawa, though, so they're tough to find.
Only 6,000 or 7,000.
So, yeah, they're tough to find.
Have you ever been out at, like, a function or something, popped an hors d'oeuvre in your mouth, and instantly regretted it? Yes. These guys, probably not. You guys aren't as...
Yeah.
As many things. Like, anything with, like, cream cheese in it, like, I'm like, oh, that looks delicious, and I'll take a bite.
And then you regurgitate it back onto your plate?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, because that's the latter half of that question. No, I will just eat it, but I have regretted them for sure.
Hey guys, Brad from Sherbrooke, Quebec here. My question is, where does one start if one were interested in making a career in radio business? Ooh, thanks.
And thinking of a new idea. That's where you start now.
The future of radio is getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make the money it used to. It still does. I mean, it's still a viable business, but and more syndication is going to be coming and there'll be less jobs. And you can't just be a radio person. If you're starting out now, you have to be a multimedia sort of. You better be doing social media. You better be doing radio. You better everything else. But school, I guess. I mean, if you have no connections in the industry, take a course maybe just so you can learn how to use the equipment and stuff. But aside from that.
What has really taken a toll on you this week? And it's only Wednesday. We got a couple weeks vacation coming up. And the week leading up to a vacation is always seems like the longest one ever.
You guys excited about the rate hike this morning?
Oh, no, yeah. Super pumped.
So pumped about the interest rates going up. Can't wait. We're having a TV. We're all going to sit around the TV and watch the bank announce it later.
Yeah.
Think Ottawa's making any moves today, James?
Oh, probably. I would think agency? So.
We got Talbot, right?
They got Talbot, and they have Anton Forsberg still, too. Now, that might be a tricky situation for Sens fans. You know, he's a decent goalie. They just re-signed him. But are they going to pay him and have two, like, guys who think they should be number one goalies? Because they also have a goalie in the system, too, who they might want to give some experience.
And they can always call me if they're in a pinch.
Of course, right? Naturally.
Yeah. He is a professional goalie.
Yeah, you were a professional goalie.
I have been a professional goalie at one point in my life.
He has been paid
to play.
All right, well, thanks for the questions. Tons of them this morning. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Otto, what?
On the Pigs and Bar Show.
All right. Welcome to Otto What? If you don't know, we're going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. All right. You can pass and come back. Obviously, you have to answer them all. Your first answer for each one is the one that we count. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until it's over. And if you win, you get a Plinko chip for our board that can win you up to $1,000 in cash. And there's a whole bunch of gas prizes on there, too.
We have Dave on the phone.
Hey, Dave.
How's it going, boys?
Good. How's the day? What are you doing?
Oh, just getting ready to start the day.
Okie doke. Fun. Best of luck to you. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. In what U.S. state will you find the bratwurst capital of the world?
Wisconsin.
Who played Jack Ryan in Tom Clancy's 1994 film Clear and Present Danger?
Harrison Ford.
In sports, what does UFA stand for?
United Football Association.
What supernatural Patrick Swayze movie was released 32 years ago today?
Ghost.
Would you rather eat shampoo or hear your coworker brag about their new boat yet again?
Shampoo.
All right. Well, let's go over your answers. Would you rather eat shampoo or hear your coworker brag about their new boat again? You said eat shampoo. That is the answer here. Yeah, probably.
Sure. Yeah.
What supernatural Patrick Swayze movie was released 32 years ago today? You said Ghost. That's correct. In sports, what does UFA stand for? You said something about football, but it's unrestricted free agent. It's free agent day in the NHL. Yeah. Who played Jack Ryan in Tom Clancy's 94 film, Clear and Present Danger? You said Harrison Ford. That is correct.
He's 80 today.
He's 80 years old. Wow. Yeah. I thought he was older than that. And in what U.S. state will you find the bratwurst capital of the world? You knew that it was Wisconsin.
Got a face like Charles Bronson, straight out of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, Sheboygan.
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 Not a bad round, but no. Not victorious, my friend.
Cheers, hey, boys. Thanks.
All right, man. Enjoy the day.
Hey, Dave.
Cheers.
Enjoy that shampoo. Is there anything worse than people bragging about
something that everyone wants? And
is there anything worse than that?
Without inviting you out on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
What? Like, how good a friend do you have to be to spend a day in a boat with someone? Pretty good.
Yeah,
friend.
You do.
Yeah. Pretty tight. You can't escape.
No, you can't. You
unless
can't
you want to swim.
Yeah, that's a tough ask.
Yeah.
But I have six.
I'm on fire, pulling away. The side bet, Chris is now at six. I'm at four. Jamie's at two.
There is a United Football Association, but I...
That wasn't your
I
answer?
Could, it wasn't my answer. I could argue if it was in court, but I won't.
That's not the kind of guy you are, is it?
That's totally the guy he is.
Not even a pause to give him to give Jamie any.
No.
All right.
He's going to stew about it all day, too.
No,
and probably bring it up later in the week.
Probably. We got some Dougie lines coming up.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
It is the Dougie line. You can call 24 hours a day. Leave a message for the city of Ottawa. We'll play it for you. 216-3849. Jamie, what do you got?
You know, a guy question about some happenings here at the station. He misses something. We have an answer.
Hi, guys. Just a quick question. What's going on with the order up lunch request time? I'm not sure. I haven't heard it in a couple of days. I'm just wondering if everything's all right there. Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Well, I believe Monday, Amy just started doing her whole show as the request show.
It's amazing.
Yeah, instead of just an hour.
Yeah, well, when you want more requests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess she just wasn't aware.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you didn't know, Amy Volume comes on after us. She did an hour of requests. Now the whole thing's requests.
Yeah.
It's a lot of requests.
It's a lot of requests.
I love listening to request shows because you hear different things. You know what I mean? Because
people request them.
Of course, people request them, but it's obviously. Yeah. But like people have different songs on their brain that they might want to hear that you don't normally hear. I love
it. No. It's a day. Every now and again you get one. You're like, oh, I forgot about that tune.
Yeah, good request.
Yeah. Nice. What else?
All right.
So I've been on a country music kick for, I don't know, maybe a month. How do I tell my parents?
You're embarrassed? Country music?
You guys
rag on country music pretty bad. I don't mind. I like a lot of it.
The problem is what happened in country, like the mainstream country, became real poppy and really like just basically Taylor Swift with the twang. And I have no time for that. I do have time for some classic country.
Classic country, okay.
And what's his name there? Big bearded guy, Chris
Stapleton.
Chris Stapleton. Yeah, I like his stuff too. I mean, there's a few. It's not all.
John Moreland's really good.
Okay,
Or like a folk country.
Who's that Canadian guy? Western Canadian guy. Real folk country. That's been. I know. I'm the worst with names. I'm sorry. I thought maybe it might ring a bell. He's been on a whole bunch of soundtracks. Younger guy.
I'm sorry, Chris.
That's okay.
Brett Kissel.
Yeah, Brett Kissel. He's,
no,
he's got some.
No, but I'll figure it out. But anyways, okay. What else you got?
Fella's got an advice for me, a new record here. This one's lovely.
So I just found a new record for Jamie that I'm pretty sure he can beat. There was a man that was lost in the Pacific Ocean for 438 days. Pretty sure Jamie can beat that. So away you go, Jamie. Jump in a fucking canoe. Go get lost.
Oh, wow. Okay. Scram! Get out of here. I'm supposed to read between the lines on that one.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
I think so.
That's rude.
Don't let it upset you, Jamie.
No, you know why it upsets me is because I'm reminded of a story. A friend of mine growing up, her uncle was a world record holder for like crossing oceans in a single paddle, like a double paddle boat. Okay. And he wanted to break one more record going from California to Australia. And everyone's like, don't do it, man. You've got all these records. He says, no, I have to do it. Guess who never showed up in Australia? Him. He didn't make it. He died somewhere. No, they never found him. So when I think of the Pacific Ocean getting lost, I think of this horrible story that I...
It's not a good story.
No, I know.
Thanks for brightening everyone's day with that story.
Why did you do that?
Well, here's a brightening day kind of phone call. How's that? Okay. A hot topic on our show, bumper stickers, right? We've got a lot of calls about bumper stickers. Would you agree?
Yes. We've had a few.
Yeah.
Just follow-up to the weird bumper sticker topic that was going around. I just pulled up behind a little truck, and it's got one on the back windshield that says, "Back off, or I'll flick a booger onto your windshield." I think that might be the worst bumper sticker I've ever seen.
That sounds like the best.
Have a great day. Bye. Yeah.
Pardon me, ma'am. You are mistaken. That is the best bumper sticker.
That's a great one for a bunch of reasons. One, it's not really that offensive. Two,
no,
yeah. I mean,
who doesn't, I'll flick a booger.
Who doesn't want to see that attempt?
Yeah.
Come on.
Try it.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that one at all.
I'm okay with that one.
Would you rather that or some horrendous political message that nobody else cares about?
I'll take the booger on my windshield, please.
Or my child's an angel.
Yeah, parents of an honor student. Those ones. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Baby on board. And they're driving like a maniac.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, you know what? If you can't advertise the specific things in your life that nobody else cares about in your car, what else can you do?
Yeah, it's your car. You do what you want with it.
You are free to be.
Hey. No better than social media.
Yeah, that's
all it is.
Everyone's
sharing things in their lives and no one cares about
it. But I can block you on social media.
That's true.
When I'm stuck behind you, the red light, I can't take your car and throw it into the atmosphere.
I guess bumper stickers really were the original social media.
Yep.
Letting everybody know what you thought.
Fishing. Great calls today. Dougie line is 216-3849. Anything you want the city to hear, just leave it there. All right, we do it every day on Shave 106.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555. And we'll send the number right to your phone. The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, it's the Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning to you. Welcome to a contest we call Towns Around Town. We're going to pick a town. We have picked a town. And we're going to give some hints. And you have to guess which town it is by calling 750-1061.
Yep.
All right.
So we don't give any clues to start, but we do have someone on the line.
Just got to guess.
Yeah.
Freak guess what the town around town is we're thinking about. What do you think? What's the town?
Oxford Mills.
Oh, wow.
All right. That's Oxford a good Mills. Guess. It is not Oxford Mills.
Not Oxford Mills. Okay.
But thanks for calling.
Thank you. 750-1061. Hey.
Oh, hi.
All right. What town are we thinking about?
Oh, I didn't hear the questions.
There are none.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want a clue?
Do you want a clue? Yeah. Fine. Give her a clue, Jason. Yeah.
All right. There's a guy who lives in this town named Dean who really wants us to golf with him.
I don't have that one.
Oh, you don't know? Okay. Right. Can you just guess a town? Okay.
Yeah, you could read
it. Oh, I can Carlton Place.
Oh, Carlton Place.
All right.
Okay,
Carlton Place? It is not Carlton Place.
Not
but that's,
Carlton
that was a good
place.
Guess. That is a town around town.
Yeah.
We got mad phones here.
Of course we do. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Smith Falls, boys.
Smith Falls. Smith Falls.
It's not Smith Falls.
That is not the town. There's no one in named Dean who wants to, well, that we're aware of, who wants to golf with us in Smith Falls. Do we have a second clue?
In Smith Falls, there's probably a guy named Deaner, though.
A Deaner. Yeah. A couple of Deaners.
Sure. Saw him pee on the outside of my house.
Yeah, let's give a clue.
Okay.
You got one? Who's got one?
Oh, I thought you had a Jason.
That was amazing. Okay.
I thought you were going to give a clue.
Yeah, go ahead,
okay.
Jim. Your turn.
They have a park that was the result of a generous gift. This town.
Right. Well, that's very vague.
That
of course
is
it
the
is.
The
most vague clue right. I've ever heard in my life. Dean who wants to play golf with us is less.
Come on now.
All right. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Barnett, I know what it is.
What is it?
It's the best of the West. Munster.
Munster.
It is not Munster. Great name.
It's not Munster. All right.
Now, this town, the people in this town really like cheese. Okay. And they have a mammoth desire for cheese.
Okay.
A mammoth desire for cheese.
Yeah.
They had a park that was a gift, and a guy named Dean really wants to golf with us who lives there.
Great listener of Shay.
Yeah, great listener. Hi, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hi, what town around town is it?
Is it St. Albert?
Oh, St. Albert.
It is not St. Albert. I see why you'd say that because it's a cheese thing, but no, it's a different kind of thing. Thanks for calling, though. Yeah.
750-1061. Another clue about
I have
town
another vague
town.
One okay. here. Okay. This town's first European settlers walked there from Brockville.
Okay.
All the way from Brockville.
They walked there. Yeah.
Woo, that's a hike. I could see why they left Brockville. Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Is it Prescott?
Prescott. Oh,
Prescott.
Oh, it is not Prescott.
It's not Prescott. No,
no, no, no. They love wearing kilts in this town. Oh. Love it.
Really, eh?
Yeah, love it.
Good morning, Shay. Hello. All right. Excellent.
Oh, next caller.
Stumped.
Hi, Shay.
Alfred.
Alfred.
Is that is your name Alfred? Or the town you're guessing?
It's the
the town.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It is not it's Alfred. Not, Alfred. It's sorry.
Not Alfred.
Thank you.
Want another fact? Too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
Ontario's last fatal duel was fought in this town.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, Winchester.
Is it Winchester?
It is not Winchester. All right.
We've actually done Winchester on.
I believe yeah, so. Yeah, sure.
Some ladies who own a bakery, they're massive fans of us. They run us all day. Anyways.
We love baked goods.
We
all
do.
We do, yeah.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hi, is it Perth, Ontario?
Perth.
Is it Perth?
It is hey! Perth.
Good old Perth. Why'd you think it was Perth?
I'm from Perth, and they said the man with cheese in the park. Anyway.
For those of you who don't know, in 1893, a 22,000-pound cheese known as the Mammoth Cheese was produced in Perth to be exhibited in Chicago at the World's Columbian Exposition to promote Canadian cheese around the world.
And what's the park gifts thing? What's that thing?
Stewart Park is a result of a gift. It was just.
What do you mean? How do you gift a park?
Some this lady named Jessie Mabel. She gave the property to the town.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
all
yeah,
right,
yeah.
All right, man. That's a riveting fact.
22,000-pound piece of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
The last duel, a garlic festival. There's a lot about
a
Perth.
A kilt
I didn't
run
know.
Yeah, right. In the Guinness crazy. Records. Man, lots to love about Perth.
Yeah.
Except if you get hurt currently, because there's no emergency
That's
room.
That's true.
It's closed,
true.
And we hope they resolve that as soon as possible. What's your name?
It's Diane.
Diane, congratulations. You got $100 in Lotto Max, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Hang on. Real lovely spot, Perth. Have you ever been to Perth? You can walk the town, walk the rivers
no,
there?
No, I've driven
nice
through place. It many times, though.
Well, that's just then. You
that's being in it.
You think Diane knows Dean?
Probably.
Ask her.
Probably. Hey, hold on. Yeah. Let me get her.
What are you doing? Oh.
Hey, Diane, do you know Dean, the guy who wants to golf with us?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough. A little bigger than we thought then.
Okay, so.
Yeah. He's a beaut, though.
Oh, he's a beauty.
He's the one you golf with him.
I've golfed with him before. Yeah, he won a thing. I forget what it was for.
Excellent. You're so descriptive.
It was 3 years ago.
I won a thing I thought it was for. We golf. Congratulations.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire, yeah.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
I heard there might be free public transit from OC Transpo. Yeah, that's going around. There's some talk of making public transit totally free in Ottawa, which is an absurd idea because I think the number was you'd have to charge taxpayers an extra $483 a year,
whether they used it or not.
Yeah, I don't live in an area where I can use OC Transpo. I have never used it in my life, and probably never will. Not because I hate it or anything. It's just not part of my life. So you're going to get an extra $500 from me for it? No, kick rocks.
Wasn't there a poll done on how many people?
But there's
would
a lot
be
of things. There's a lot of things you pay for that you in tax that you don't,
of course,
get to use.
Yeah.
Like, I go to a hospital, like, every 6 years.
Yeah.
If something's falling out of my body.
But you'll probably use a hospital at some point.
I will.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the amount of tax I pay goes towards healthcare, I'm probably not using.
Right.
But, I mean.
But I'm not going to pay an extra $500. If you ask me for an extra $500 a year so that they could hire a bunch more nurses so we had less wait in
times like that,
then yes, I would do it.
Okay.
But for some people to take the bus and train, no. Kick rocks. Figure it out.
Do you guys still have a piece of Jeff Martin's hair?
Yeah, right here.
That is a
right here.
That is an old thing we've had for a long time. We had a piece that we even wrote a song about it a long time ago. Maybe we'll play it because he is here tomorrow with the tea party, and we're apparently
Blues
going
Fest.
For Blues Fest. Yeah.
It is an autographed bag of Jeff Martin's hair. Should I bring it?
He's the lead singer of the Tea Party. Why did we originally get his hair?
I don't remember.
Anyways, we have it. Yeah, we should bring it.
It's in my hand right now.
That won't creep him out at all.
We'll get a picture taken with it, with his hair, and we can touch his hair, maybe smell him.
He gave it to us. He parted ways with his hair for us.
Well, the drum tech got it for us.
Yeah, it's true.
Because we had original bag of his hair. Yeah, it's a long story. Let's just move on. He's going to be here tomorrow night if you're a Tea Party fan. Where are you guys going to get your fries for National Friday? Ooh.
I mean, I said I might go to New York Fries, but that means I have to get in my car, go to a mall, go into a food court and get it. So I'll probably get them somewhere more convenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless I happen to be in a mall today for some reason, but I don't know.
I'm trying to think, is it like a special, besides New York Fries, is there a special fry? Like, McDonald's are great. I'm not going to knock McDonald's. Sure. Wendy's fries, pretty good too.
I had a lot of Wendy's fries. I worked there for 7 years. I don't need another Wendy's fry in my life.
But is there like a special fry? Unless you throw stuff on, like unless you go poutine route.
Oh, I see.
What I mean?
Maybe there's like a Five Guys. I might just go get some fries from there. Who am I kidding? I'll get a burger too.
Why are some people such pigs when it comes to public restrooms? Great question. Why are people such pigs in public spaces, period?
Yeah, because they have no regard for anybody else. They live in their own little personal bubble, and if it doesn't affect them, or if it's something that won't affect them, they don't care.
It's true. On Friday, when I was at Blues Fest, there were no shortages of garbage and recycling containers around. But people are just, even before like the main concert started, people just dropping their garbage wherever they went.
I don't understand that mindset.
And the bathrooms.
I don't.
By the end of the night, it was terrible.
I don't know if it's I don't want to be like an old man. It's how people are raised in different families and different.
Yeah.
But I've to respect the space of others that everyone, I don't know. It's always kind of been something I'm not saying I've never littered in the history of my life. I was a teenager. We were all stupid at some point, but like a public bathroom, guys just pee on the floor.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's gross. Or like if you miss the seat, how do you miss the seat? How do you even do that?
And then not give a little wipe.
Like do you think it's funny? Is that funny? I don't understand.
I went to use a bathroom on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, maybe I can take advantage of being in a store where there's not many men. And I went to go to the bathroom and somebody had just thrown clumps of brown paper towel in the toilet.
Really?
Was this a prank?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, that's a negative note. Let's end it on a positive note about fries. Someone said Wes's Chip Wagon in Arnprior.
Okay.
Their fries
are awesome. Sure.
I've actually eaten at Wes's Chip Wagon in Arnprior, and they were delicious.
Max on Wellington in Westboro, somebody also said.
I'll tell you where there's always a lineup.
You know
the hot potato in Embrun. I'll tell you. Always a lineup.
I'm going to get a fry truck fry. That's what
there
I'm
going to do.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm fairly close to Arnprior.
I got a bunch.
Maybe I'll go get some Wes's fries. Maybe I'll head out, do some fishing out there.
What a day! You know, I hoot and holler like that almost every day, but it's special when both of you join in.
Yeah.
That was special.
Am I ever jacked up about fries now? Fries and fishing.
Fries and fishing! That's what Jason does!
I got a shirt made for that.
Fries and fishing, baby.
Fries and fishing, .. Fantastic.
Nice. Pretty good.
I like fries and Jason. Fries and fishing, that's what Jason does.
And then, you can have your own shirt with your name on it.
All right.
I think it should say chips and fishing.
Chips and fishing?
You eat chips, you're the chip.
Fishing and chips.
Fishing and chips. That's what Jason does.
Yeah. It's true.
All right.
What a day.
Enjoy. Hey, you want an AC? Text AC to 762-555. We're giving away a few more courtesy of our friends of the Ottawa Police Association and Deeds. So that'll wrap up this week. Enjoy the sunshine. We're going to be at Blues Fest Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. I might even go tonight.
Jason might even go tonight. So if you see us kicking around, come say hi. We're nice folk. All right. Here are some romantics on Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.